Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Owl's Nest, the HCC-centric program where we clue you in to things going on in and around Harford Community College. Up first, my guest is Amy Spinato. That's who I have at the Owl's Nest. Amy is the Director of Financial Aid here at Harford Community College. Amy, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Amy, thank you so much for joining me here today on the Owl's Nest and the Financial Aid Department. Oh, my goodness, there's just so much that's going on over there at that department. You guys keep really, really busy over there. Now, FAFSA, that's something, you know, I think that's, it's just really intimidating sometimes, but it's just so necessary to do and to fill out. Talk to me about FAFSA.
FAFSA starts on October 1st. FAFSA is the free application for federal student aid. It's basically the application that's needed in order to apply for federal aid, state aid, and institutional aid, which is aid that Harford Community College gives to students.
And college is not getting any cheaper.
Well, we're very good value at Harford Community College, but you're correct.
Oh, yeah. We are an excellent value to the community and to the public. But you guys do so much for the student body. And talk to me. There are some high school nights that you all are planning. You're going to high schools. You're talking to students. Tell me about that.
Well, we have some events already scheduled. Then on October 23rd at North Harford, we're actually going to be having a presentation where we're going to talk about the FAFSA, the steps to apply, the advantages on applying, and those sessions will start at 6:30. I'll have to get back to you on the other sessions that we have scheduled.
But it's so important, right, to go to the high schools and to get them early, you know, before they come to college.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that way they have an idea of what to do, you know, and that money, you know, that goes a long way. It really, really helps students.
It does. And again, every year there are people who don't apply because they think it's too time consuming. It's a waste of time. They're not sure if they're going to qualify. But most students qualify for something. Students are basically leaving money on the table. Situations change. So it's really important to actually speak with the financial aid office because we can certainly provide assistance.
And assistance is there with the financial aid department for sure. And they definitely need to, if they have any questions, students have to go to you guys. Where are you located at?
We're located on the Harford Community College campus in the Student Center on the second floor. So basically the students can stop by the Welcome Center and we can point you in the right direction to the financial aid office.
Do they need to make any appointments to speak with you all?
During our office hours, certainly if someone would like an appointment, we're happy to meet with them. But certainly we do have walk-in hours.
Well, that just that makes it all that much more accessible to the students. And FAFSA, if you haven't done it, why not? It's money and it helps pay for college. Now, there's other ways. You guys have some scholarships, right?
We do. We have a great scholarship program, and that's actually going to be opening on October 1st for students who are currently enrolled for the spring semester or will be enrolled for the spring 2019 semester. Basically, there's lots of money that's available. Harford Community College is very generous. We awarded last year over $400,000
of
funds from the institution. It really made a difference for the lives of our students. And basically what they would need to do, again, current students and even prospective students will get an Owlnet account once they are admitted to the college. So basically they would go to the Owlnet account. They're going to go to the All About Me tab. And then under that, they're going to go to the Quick Links column and go to scholarships and then click apply for scholarships. So I know it's a couple of steps, but basically Owlnet, All About Me, Quick Links column, they go to scholarships and then click the link to apply. And students just sign in with their username and password, the one that they use for everything else here at HCC. They log in, there's an essay, and there's some questions that need to be completed. That's going to, again, open for spring, October 1, and then our deadline for the spring application processing cycle is December 18th, 2019 for the spring semester.
But it's so worth it, isn't it, to apply? I mean, it's money, and it helps pay for college.
It does.
Now, how long does it take before students realize that they are granted these scholarships?
It's pretty timely. Again, I don't have the exact time frame for the spring semester. I would say several weeks after, if the student is actually awarded the scholarship, okay, they would receive an award notification to check their ALNET account. It could be a little bit more timely than that, but certainly we definitely want to encourage them to apply. It's an easy online process. And again, the turnaround time isn't that long.
Let's get to some of these announcements. You said that you had a few announcements that you would like the financial aid department to distribute.
Sure. The first announcement is that for students who are going to be attending for the fall of 2020-2021, that FAFSA opens on October 1. It's the same date that our scholarship application opens. So just wanted to kind of give it an advance notification that even if you're in school currently, if you plan to start or continue to attend with Harford, in the fall or spring semester of the 2021 year, you have to do the FAFSA application. It's an annual application. It's not a one and done. And right. It's going to take a lot less time to complete a renewal FAFSA than the initial FAFSA. And even for the new students, on average, it probably takes about 20 minutes, according to the federal government, to actually complete the FAFSA form. So although it is overwhelming and it seems like there's a lot of questions, some of the questions are as easy as what your name and address is. So, and you know, what high school you attend, and what year you're graduating. So we certainly encourage the students to apply for FAFSA October 1. Again, the other announcement is that the scholarships open also October 1. And then for current students, just a couple of reminders. For students who actually have a credit balance on their account because they have excess financial aid, right, more than their tuition and fees, they have an opportunity to use the credit at the college bookstore. Then for students that don't use that credit or even have more money after the books are purchased, again, refunds will actually start processing around October 7th. And we really just wanted to remind students that the quickest way to actually get a refund is to actually make a refund selection preference, and it's actually at refundselection.com, and that way they can choose to potentially get the refund to their bank account. If they don't make a selection, then they're going to get a check, and that's going to take a little bit longer. So, you know, just a current reminder for our current students about purchasing dates and the refunds. And so we certainly, you know, would recommend that you actually select a refund preference so that you can get your money sooner.
Well, with technology today, it's never been easier to apply for financial aid. It's never been easier to receive financial aid. So talk to me about a few other events that financial aid has planned here at HCC.
Thank you. We have a lot of outreach events planned. We have something called Money Mondays, and it's going to happen during the student hour, and it's going to happen, which is 1 to 2, in the student center. And basically, we have a number of sessions coming up on October 14th. We have more information available in a session regarding scholarships. On October 21st, we have a session all about loans. And then on October 28th, we have a session about Maryland state aid. There are additional sessions coming in April. I'm sorry. There are additional sessions coming up in October. On October 16th, Financial Aid Office will be participating in the Harford County Public Schools College and Career Fair. We will actually be presenting to prospective students and to parents at this event on October 16th. And then Financial Aid will also be participating in an open house held by admissions. And we're actually going to have computers available, and we're going to do a FAFSA completion event. There will be an RSVP set up for that, but that's on November 19th. So, again, perfect timing with the FAFSA opening on October 1st.
So if students find it daunting, you guys will be there to help them along the way in the process. And for any and all students, prospective and current, if you have some questions, please, please visit the Financial Aid Department here at Harford Community College. I want to thank Amy Spinato, Director of Financial Aid, so much for being here on the Owl's Nest, because that's right where you're at. Amy, thank you so much for coming in this evening and for letting us know all of this wonderful information and all of the good that it is that you're doing for the student body.
Thank you so much for having us.
We're going to have you on again.
That's great.
You're on What's Up at the Owl's Nest. I'm your host, Matt Terry, and we'll see you again on the Owl's Nest. Stay tuned for things happening in and around Harford Community College.
Hey, it's Nasia, and we are on What's Up at the Owl's Nest. This is HCC-centric promotion, and we are here to talk about the HCC Foundation office and all that they have going on here for the college. And I have with me Ms. Jordan Williams. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Cool. So I am excited about this department because they really do a lot for the campus. They bring in funds for the students, and they really just do a lot of community outreach on behalf of the college. So can you tell us what it is that you do?
Sure. So my role within the foundation, so the foundation is the philanthropic arm of the college, as you said.
Yeah, maybe we should have gone through that first.
Oh, no. I just was glad you started with that you're excited about our department. So my role with the foundation is largely event coordination and a little bit of fundraising as a gift officer. So my role is to coordinate events that connect with the community, might bring the community to the campus. And then we raise funds for a variety of things. It might be scholarships, or it might be programs or a special type of equipment that is something that the college is in need of. So as the foundation, we're really the philanthropic arm that supports the college. So we're doing this outreach, and we're doing connecting with the community, building those relationships. It's all in support of the college. So fundraising is certainly a large piece, but of course the relationship building within the community is really where we love to connect that way. So whatever we can do to build partnerships and bridgeways and pathways for student success, that's what we're all about.
Cool. So what events coming up do you have that are going to bring in money for the students?
Absolutely. So, of course, we do have the Screeches Night Owl 5K on Friday, November 1st. That's student athletic scholarships. But throughout the year, we have a variety. So one that's coming up in March of next year is our Athena Leadership Award Breakfast. So that's two parts. One is we actually do give out awards to individuals who are leaders in their field, who focus on mentoring the next generation of female leaders. It's kind of a female empowerment event, if you will. And that does raise funds for a scholarship for adult students returning to college. So we're able to support a particular kind of student here at HCC. We have a golf tournament every year. That's really fun. A different group of community that we're able to connect with. And then we actually have a brand new event we're developing for May 2nd, which is going to be called Crab Crawl, Shell It Out for Scholarships.
Ooh.
So we're cool. Just working on that. It's going to actually be on the quad area of campus. So we get to bring people to another spot on campus, outdoor live music. It's going to be delicious food, certainly crab will be on the menu, but we're going to do the hard work for you. You don't have to pick crab like a crab feast. It'll just be like in a fondue or something. You can just help yourself. So we try to keep it diversified and fun. So there's something for everybody. We love creating a space for everybody to come and engage with our students or engage in a program. So we try to think of as many different ways as we can to do that.
Awesome. And outside of events, how does the foundation raise money?
Yes. So we have several different ways. Of course, if you want to give to a specific scholarship or start a scholarship, we can help you with that. We have a few different ways of connecting with people. So one fun way is we have a name a seat campaign in our arena. So if you would like to name a seat after yourself or after a loved one, you can do that.
Cool.
We have our Harford Owl Fund. That's our annual giving campaign. So you can make a donation to a particular program or scholarship. One program we have is our Student Emergency Assistance Fund. So that is for like a short-term need for a student if they need a little extra getting through on rent, or their car's in the shop and they need help with some transportation. Whatever need might be, we can step in. So we're really ready to help. So if anyone knows of a student that needs a little extra help or needs help finding the right scholarship, we can do that.
That's amazing. this day and age, everybody needs a little bit of help.
Everybody does. And all of our students are different. You know, I think sometimes people think through college and university and they have a particular idea in mind. But what's great about HCC is we have a lot of non-traditional students or students in non-traditional programs. We have adult students. We have students who can only take class at night or online. So that's where we get to step in and be creative and provide the support that those students need individually. That's where the community comes in, our building relationships out in the community. There's some really creative and generous people and organizations and businesses. So to get to partner with a wide group of people and to come up with new ideas for how we can help is really fortunate to have that kind of a job.
That's good. And I was solely focusing on how people could donate, but it's good that we are actually talking about how people can receive the funds also, because the students here, you know, they need to know that they have sources here that can help them.
Absolutely. Yes, and there's quite a few resources out there, but we have a lot of different scholarships. So just to give a number for people, we give we raise about $400,000 in scholarships, and about 700 students receive a scholarship throughout the year. So that award amount of $400,000 and the student number of 700, I think kind of helps people see the expanse of what we're able to do.
Right.
And I try not to focus on those numbers, but sometimes it's helpful to be like, wow, look at all the people we've got to help. So
that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the alumni?
Yes. So we have a very broad definition of alumni here. And that's exciting because a lot of people think, oh, I didn't graduate from Harford, I'm not an alum. But we actually count you as an alum on our team if you even just took one class here. So what we're doing now is we're reaching out more, and we want to hear from you. We want to hear from our alumni what we can provide for our alumni. You know, what do they want or what do they need? We actually have a survey online. If you want to check out harford.edu/reconnect and fill out that survey, we'd love to hear from you, and we'll send you a little gift in the mail too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are there any other ways to donate?
Mm-hmm. Certainly. So anytime we have an event, there's certainly a way to participate if you want to attend. But also there's sponsorships for each event. So we try to keep those fun. There's all different kinds of sponsor levels. So you might be interested in our golf tournament and want to have a golf team as part of your sponsorship. We have that. Or if you're interested in, maybe it's our Athena event and you really like to champion those, you know, the next generation of leaders. There's sponsorships available for that event as well. So sponsorships are a great way to be included. All of our donors that give at the $1,000 level or more are in our president's circle, and every year we have a recognition dinner for them. We had that just a few weeks ago in September. And what was really neat this year is we had a new group, a donor society called the O'Connell Society, and that was donors that have given lifetime $50,000 or more to the college.
Wow.
Which is an amazing elite group. We had 51 inaugural donors in that group. So that's just another way we can give back and say thank you for the investment you've made in the college and our students. And that's one of my favorite events because it is just us giving back and getting them all together to say thank you. So
cool. Well, it sounds like your department is really doing a lot of good for the community and the college.
Yeah, well, that's nice to hear. Thank you. We do feel that way. We love it. Being student-minded, you know, we don't have the opportunity to maybe see students every day like we would if we were an instructor or a professor or a coach. But when we see those success stories, or we have our scholarship reception every year and we get to actually talk with the students in person, that puts it all in perspective. And it's really amazing to be able to give to the students that way. I'm an alum myself. I received scholarships when I was a student here. So to be able to now raise funds and give back, it feels really cyclical and purposeful. So I appreciate that.
Awesome. So you mentioned the 5K earlier, But since it's coming up in a few weeks, can you expound on the event? Let's go.
Yes.
Okay. So when is it?
So it is Friday, November 1st, and we're really excited. This is the first year we've done this event, and it's the first time we've done a glow run. So it's actually going to be at night, 7 p.m. on November 1st.
Cool. And it's called Screech's Night Owl, and that is our mascot's name, right?
It is. So when we knew we were going to raise funds for our athletes, we thought that would be a really fun element. So Screech, of course, is our fighting owl mascot. And then because it's a glow run, we said Screech's Night Owl 5K.
The details, how can people register to run?
So the easiest way is to go to our website, which is harford.edu/screech. And it's real easy. There's a link there to register online. It's $30 ahead of time, and then $35 if you want to come day of and register. You certainly can. And that includes a race t-shirt. So we just got those in, which they look great. They're long sleeve, and they have this cool neon logo. Also glow items. So we're encouraging people to wear neon and glow colors if you have light up items you want to wear, but we will be providing quite a few glow sticks for everybody there. So it's going to be a really fun time.
That sounds like fun, and it's going to be in the dark, so it's going to illuminate
it
while
is.
People run.
Yes, so it's here on campus. We're actually creating a modified course, so if you've done a 5K here, it's going to be different because we're going to take folks a little more through the Harford Sports Complex. We're looking into running around the baseball field and in the turf fields, and then we're going to finish right by the arena. So all of the awards will be in there. We'll have the lights down. So we're going to get to show off the great sports complex that we have here, all the facilities. To really tie that in, our student athletes, they've done such amazing things, particularly this past season. So we're thrilled to be able to partner with them.
Cool. And do people actually have to run, or can they just be a part and like donate?
Absolutely. So certainly if you want to run or walk, that is encouraged. But absolutely, I'm glad you mentioned the donation piece, because we have a donation campaign. Again, going to that event website, there's a link to donate. And it's really actually kind of fun and interactive. It's a social media fundraising campaign. So even if you can't donate or you want to help us spread the word a little more, you can just share it to your Facebook and Twitter. There's interactive links there, and it pre-populates with a logo and a blurb. And that helps us get the word out. And it's kind of fun because if you create an account and you share, it'll track how many donations and links and clicks that you've brought in personally.
Oh, wow.
So you can really feel part of this group effort. Maybe you're a past athlete, or you're an alum, or you're a parent. Maybe you live in a different state now and you can't come out to support the race. So that's a new interactive way we're hoping to engage with the community and maybe some past athletes too.
Right. And you really want to come out and donate, guys. This is for our student athletes, right?
It is. It all goes back to them. Scholarships for our athletes. They're a really special group of students because they do great things on the court and on the field, but they're also really smart kids. So there are scholars too. So they need that scholarship support just as much as they'll need support for their athletic programs and their traveling. So we're excited to support them. They're a great group of kids. They work hard, and it's a fun way to support the college because you can see it right there on the field. So any support we can get for them is great.
Right. Okay, one more time. When is it?
Mm-hmm. It is Friday, November 1st at 7 p.m. here at Harford Community College. We'll start in the APG FCU Arena. And a special shout out to our presenting sponsor, too, APG Federal Credit Union.
Nice.
And all that information is at harford.edu/screech.
Cool. So Screech's Night Out is encompassed in Fighting Owl Celebration Week?
It is. So this is also kind of a new element because here at the college, they're hosting the Men's and Women's Soccer Championships, which is October 30th through November 2nd. So that 5K is right in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of the culminating on that Saturday, we have the unveiling of new signage for our Athletic Hall of Fame. which will be out on the sports complex. Cool. So that's really a special event there. And of course, the induction of the 2019 class and the presentation of the championship rings for our women's lacrosse national champions. So it's a really fun week.
That's cool. So our lacrosse team, they're just doing it up. They're national champions.
They are national champions.
Hey!
So shout out to our women's lacrosse team. So, and that's why, you know, tying it back to the 5K, which is my role to coordinate, it's so exciting to talk about in the community because we've got national champions here and all the other amazing athletic teams. They're all doing great things. So it's going to be a very exciting fall.
Exciting. I wonder if any of our listeners knew that. Shout out to our lacrosse team.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Again, I have Jordan Williams here of the HCC Foundation office on campus, and they do a lot to raise money for the students and do community development, right?
That's right. That sounds good to me.
All right. We hope to have you on again so you can talk about some of those events.
Yes.
When they happen, and you can let us know about the success of the department and all of the different students you guys have helped.
Yes, I'm happy to come on anytime. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, talk to you soon.
Our thanks goes out to the Owl's Nest guest this week, Amy Spinato from the Financial Aid Department and Jordan Williams from the HCC Foundation. So many good things happening here at Hartford Community College, and so many amazing people here helping out the student body and their fellow faculty members. Tune in next week for another What's Up at the Owl's Nest.